This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma inaugurates 4th International Asian Buddhist Cultural Festival in Lumbini, highlights growing global relevance of Buddhist teachings of peace and compassion. Talks between agitating teachers and government remain inconclusive. Both sides agree to continue dialogue and negotiations. Massive fire destroys 10 shops at Safi Bazaar in Assam. And US President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine are very close to a deal. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma says Lumbini is not only the land of Buddhist philosophy, but also its place of origin. Speaking at the inauguration of the 4th International Asian Buddhist Cultural Festival in Lumbini today, the Prime Minister highlighted the growing global relevance of Buddhist teachings of peace and compassion. He also emphasized how Buddhist teachings transformed even the tyrannical Emperor Ashoka into a peace-loving monk, noting that Ashoka built a pillar in Lumbini to mark the Buddha's birthplace. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli unveiled a statue of Little Buddha carved from a single stone as part of the festival's opening ceremony. The cultural event, aimed at strengthening Nepal-China ties, brings together Buddhist monks and scholars from Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, Sri Lanka and India. Talks between the government and the agitating Nepal Teachers Federation held this morning at the Education Ministry have ended without a concrete agreement. The meeting was attended by newly appointed Education Minister Raghuji Pant, Education Secretary Deepak Kafle and representatives of the protesting teachers led by Federation President Lakshmi Kishore Subedi. Following the meeting, Federation President Subedi stated that while no final agreement was reached, both sides have agreed to continue dialogue and negotiations into the coming days. Teachers from across the country have been staging protests in Kathmandu for the past 25 days, calling for the swift introduction of a new education act. A massive fire broke out early this morning at Safi Bazaar in Ward No. 3 of Safi Bazaar Municipality in Assam, completely destroying 10 shops. According to police, the fire started around 3:30 a.m. at the Subiksa Hotel, reportedly due to an electrical short circuit. Fueled by high winds and flammable materials, the blaze quickly spread to nearby shops, causing damage estimated in the hundreds of thousands of rupees. Local residents, Nepal police and the armed police force were mobilized to bring the fire under control. Authorities say detailed assessment of the damage is still underway. Meanwhile, a fire that broke out at the medicine store of Veri Hospital in Nepalganj this morning has been brought under control. The blaze, which is believed to have started from an electric short circuit in a freezer inside the storeroom, was contained with the joint efforts of the armed police force, fire brigade and hospital staff. Dr. Niranjan Subedi, rather, chief medical superintendent of Beri Hospital, said that an investigation is underway to determine the exact cause and assess the extent of the damage. The Kosi province government has intensified its activities to mark the tourism year 2082 Bikram Sambat for the development and promotion of tourism in the province. With the beginning of the tourism year, tourism-related activities have increased in the districts of the Kosi province, contributing to the rise in visitors' number. The province government has planned to receive 1.5 million tourists, domestic and international, in a year in the province. The districts in the Kosi province have also made arrangements for the hotels and homestay to ensure better accommodation of tourists. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Russia and Ukraine are very close to a deal following talks in Moscow between his envoy Steve Witkoff and Russian President Vladimir Putin. BBC cited U.S. President Trump as saying it had been a good day of negotiations. The Kremlin echoed the sentiment, calling the decisions calling the discussions rather constructive, although Ukraine was not represented at the meeting. On social media, leader Trump stated that most of the major points agreed to and urged both sides to meet at very high levels to finalize the deal. In response, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a Friday night video address that real pressure on Russia is needed to achieve an unconditional ceasefire. Zelensky added that territorial issues with Moscow could be discussed, but only after a full and unconditional ceasefire is in place. Reports suggest that under the US-led peace proposal, Ukraine may be expected to concede large areas of territory currently under Russian control. Japanese Prime Minister Ishiguro... Pardon me, please listen it again. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba has announced emergency economic measures to alleviate any impact on industries and households affected by the United States new tariffs on products from Japan. According to Al Jazeera, the package unveiled by Ishiba on Friday includes support for corporate financing as well as subsidies to lower petrol prices by 10 yen a liter and partially cover electricity bills for 3 months from July. Leader Ishiba said U.S. tariffs could have a significant impact on Japanese industries that support the economy, such as automobiles and steel, to help small and mid-sized companies more vulnerable to economic swings. A larger scope of firms will be eligible for low-interest loans extended by government-backed banks. The government will also consider additional measures to boost domestic consumption, depending on the impact of U.S. tariffs on Japan's massive automotive industry. Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo have signed an agreement pledging to respect each other's sovereignty and to draft a formal peace deal by May 2nd. According to the BBC, the agreement was signed by the foreign ministers of both nations in Washington, with the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio present at the signing ceremony held on Friday. The move comes amid ongoing conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where Rwanda-backed M23 rebels have captured large areas of mineral-rich land, forcing hundreds of thousands of civilians to flee their homes. Following significant territorial losses, the Congolese government turned to the United States for support, reportedly offering access to valuable mineral resources in return for assistance. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly region of Kosi, Gondaki and Kurali provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Gondaki and Kurali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli inaugurates 4th International Asian Buddhist Cultural Festival in Lumbini, highlights growing global relevance of Buddha's teachings of peace and compassion. Talks between agitating teachers and government remain inconclusive. Both sides agree to continue dialogue and negotiations. Massive fire destroys 10 shops at Safi Bazaar in Assam. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Russia and Ukraine are very close to a deal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.